The English Civil Wars, 1639 to 1660. The Second Battle of Middlewich. Now, after the Battle of Winsby, which was on October the 11th, there's going to be quite a time between battles. That is, major battles. There's a lot of other things that are going on. So, on October the 12th, which is the day after the Battle of Winsby, the Royalists under Newcastle abandon the Siege of Hill. On October the 15th, the Royalist Duvet captures Newport Pagnell. On the 17th of October, Royalist Commander Capel attempts to capture Wim, but his force is decisively beaten by Brereton at the Lee Bridge while trying to escape. On October the 20th, Lincoln surrenders to the Parliamentarians led by Manchester. On October the 30th, Essex, the Parliamentarian, recaptures Newport Pagnell and moves to capture St. Albans. In November, Allansdale McCullough, a Royalist, raids the western islands of Scotland and captures Colonsay. On November the 10th, Ravenscroft, the Royalist, surrenders Hawarden Castle to the Parliamentarians led by Brereton. On November the 12th, Parliamentarian force led by Waller made a second attempt on Basinghouse but fails. But their commander Brereton captures Flint Castle. So there's a lot of besieging castles and fortifications at this point. On November the 16th, the arrival of Royalist regiments under General Ernley, a Royalist, which come in from Ireland, drives the Parliamentarian commander Brereton back north in Wales. So we have the Irish forces, that is, the English forces that were fighting the Irish independence movement, now beginning to arrive and to take action. In December, we have more Royalist regiments arriving from Ireland, and they all land in the northwest. On December the 7th, the Parliamentarian force in Hawarden Castle surrenders to the Royalists led by Ernley. On December the 9th, Arundel Castle surrenders to the Royalist commander Hopton. On December the 11th, Richard Norton, a Parliamentarian, attacks the Royalist garrison at Romsey. On December the 13th, Parliamentarians led by Waller storm the Royalist garrison at Alton, and Parliamentarian Commander Steele surrenders Beeston Castle, Cheshire, to Byron, the Royalist commander. December the 20th, Gainsborough surrenders to the Parliamentarian Commander Meldrum. Waller, another Parliamentarian leader, attacks Arundel. On December the 22nd, the Royalists abandon the Siege of Plymouth. And then we get to the final action of 1643, which is the Second Battle of Middlewich. Brereton, the Parliamentarian, and Royalist Commander Byron. Now, after the First Battle of Middlewich on March the 13th, 1643, Parliamentarian General Brereton dominated and controlled much of Cheshire County. With his headquarters at Nantwich, Brereton and the Parliamentarians ruled the eastern and central portions of the county, approximately two-thirds of the region. The Royalists held the western portions of the county, including the River Dee Valley, and the important port city and stronghold of Chester. In the summer of 1643, Brereton began conducting military operations with the objective of capturing Cheshire and taking complete control of Cheshire. In late October, parliamentary troops under the command of Brereton and Sir Thomas Middleton raided Wales and temporarily isolated the city of Chester. The Royalists soon became concerned about the parliamentarian activities, and in the fall of 1643, King Charles took steps to regain control of the Shire for the Royalists. First, in October, King Charles rearranged military commands, appointing John Byron, Baron Byron, and gave him command of all the royal forces in Cheshire and Lancashire. Then in November, King Charles supplemented the Royalist forces in Cheshire by bringing home part of the English and Welsh armies that had been sent in 1641-42 to Ireland to deal with the Irish Catholic Rebellion. Given a new command and responsibility, Lord Byron planned to capture the Parliamentarian headquarters at Nantwich, clear the enemy from Cheshire, and then address Lancashire. On December the 12th, Lord Byron set out from Cheshire with 4,000 infantry, 1,000 cavalry, and began a brutal campaign of roaming Cheshire, easily sweeping aside Parliamentarian forces and capturing numerous strongholds. Before Lord Byron caught up with Brereton at Middleton on December the 26th, his most notable incursions in Cheshire included the capture of the formidable Beeston Castle through distraction and treachery on December the 13th, and the massacre of 12 civilians, including the schoolmaster, at Bartholomew on the 23rd of December. On Christmas, while Lord Byron and his Royalist forces were bivouacked at Sandback Heath, Royalist sympathizers from Middlewich informed him that Brereton's Cheshire Parliamentarian force was deployed in and around Middlewich. Also at the time, Brereton's spies reported to him of a skirmish with Royalist troops at Sandback. Upon receiving information about each other's positions, both military leaders mobilized their forces for battle. Lord Byron readied his troops and prepared to march the 7 kilometers to Middlewich and attack on December the 26th. Brereton joined his troops with 1,500 parliamentarians, commanded by Colonel Allan Rigby, and deployed the parliamentary forces in Middlewich along Booth Lane, with muskets and pikemen in the hedges and the ditches, the cannons in the middle of the lane, and the cavalry flanked on either side. After the battle commenced on December the 26th, it resulted in a hard-fought hand-to-hand battle that initially lasted 1 hour. Even though Lord Byron had superiority in numbers, he found that he could not break through the parliamentarian defenses. Lord Byron then changed tactics and attacked by means of a cavalry charge, followed by an infantry charge under the command of Colonel Richard Gibson. The second mass attack reversed Brereton's fortunes, causing his men to fall back, scatter, and seek refuge in houses and the church. When the parliamentarians scattered, the battle was over. In the lane were 200 dead parliamentarians, along with a great many wounded. Recognizing that there was little chance of turning the tide of the battle, Brereton organized a hasty retreat, leading the remainder of the parliamentarian troops northwest to the safety of Manchester. The town of Middleton was left to attend to the wounded and bury the dead. A large portion of the town suffered battle damage, including agricultural fields, houses, shops, and a church. Food stores were depleted and valuables stolen. Shortly afterwards, as the town struggled to recover, the populace was struck by a second occurrence of the bubonic plague. In Cheshire, without Brereton's army in the field, Lord Byron moved quickly to wipe out the remaining parliamentarians. In late December and in the early weeks of the new year, Lord Byron captured the parliamentarian strongholds of Northwich, Crewhouse, Doddington Hall, and Acton Church. Lord Byron then sent his objective on conquest of the parliamentarian headquarters at Nantwich, which he's been looking to take for quite some time, and attacked it on January the 18th, 1644. Unfortunately for him, Nantwich was very well fortified and well armed, with a garrison of 1,500 parliamentarians. Lord Byron attacked but was repelled with considerable loss. Undaunted, Lord Byron isolated Nantwich and began a siege that would continue until Sir Thomas Fairfax defeated him and relieved the parliamentarians at the Battle of Nantwich, January the 25th, 1644. In retrospect, the Royalist victories in Cheshire in December of 1643, including the victory at Middlewich, were only temporary. Fairfax's victory at Nantwich at the end of January ultimately thwarted the king's plan to control Cheshire, leaving the parliamentarians once again largely in control of the counties. So we've finished out 1643, heading into 1644, which we'll see several more battles, as well as the major battle of Marston Moor. Now the sources for this: History of England by Thornton, Lockyer, and Smith, Fairfax by Wilson, Cavaliers vs. Roundheads, English Civil War, 1642-1649 by Hibbert, English Civil Wars, 1640-1660 by Warden, English Civil Wars, 1642-1651 by Gaunt, and the ever-present English Civil War Atlas and Concise History of the Wars of the Three Kingdoms, 1639-51 by Lipscomb. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the merchandise. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to join and support us. Thank you very much.